Jerry Bader Show 1036 discussing the, and understand this is the real story here, the humanitarian crisis on the border, created in large part, and again, not entirely, but in large part by President Obama himself, who turned the other way, as this problem grew into the massive humanitarian crisis, deplorable conditions in which these children are now living. And then Democrats are trying the usual trick. Well, we need a whole lot of money, and you have to say yes to it, and you don't get to ask any questions. You just say yes. Republicans have, I'll admit, they have to handle this right, but they have to say, look, well, it's got to get done right now. Is the rules change so the Central American region knows these kids won't get in, not even into one of these detention centers. They will be turned away. And no, we're not going to just give you this money. We want a detailed account of how it's going to be spent and how you're going to pay for it. And I do understand the fear that they have that they're going to be considered the heartless ones. That's where they need to march down there. I'm telling you. Hundreds of members, Republican members of Congress, should be marching down there with the network saying, they won't let you in, huh? Come with us. And then have the networks record the spectacle of them all being denied. Kevin in Green Bay. Kevin, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
You said a while ago that this is his Katrina. I think it's more like his Bay of Pigs, to be honest with you. And to quote the late Senator Benson, Obama is no JFK. He has no ability to rise to the occasion on this. Three very quick points I would make. Number one, agree. Turn them away. Don't let any more come in. Number two, build the fence stronger and higher. Put more people there. Whatever you have to do, shore that up. And number three, foreign policy matters. This president was supposed to be the great foreign policy guy. He won a Nobel Peace Prize just because he got elected. We need to have a huge PR campaign that extends all over Central and South America and Mexico. Nobody else comes into America. We got to find a way to get that word out so that they stop coming. And then you have to back it up with, yes, if you show up, you are turned away. It seems to me it's very simple. We've got to deal with the ones that are here in a different way, but don't let any more come in.
But as for the ones that are here, they also need to be dealt with much more quickly because the process takes forever and ever and ever at this point, even just to deport them. And by the way, the numbers show, and this was the LA Times, not some conservative rag for you libs, that they actually aren't deporting many of them and haven't been. That's where Rick Perry suggested, you know, maybe this is the mess the president wanted. Is it really that hard to believe? And even as pressure mounted from his own party in recent days, he still tried to ignore this. Mark in Green Bay. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good, good. You know, I think your previous caller had a very good point. That, you know, if we are going to be the foreign policy kings, well, then we need to put a lot of pressure on Mexico and on Central America because, I mean, they're almost as much to blame as Obama. But what I think the Democrats are so good at doing is they're good at spinning a situation and a good old crisis, you know, like Ron said, never waste a crisis. They're good at spinning this into the Republicans' fault. What I think the Republicans should do is say, okay, you want $3.7 billion, huh? Okay, well, you know what? You got it. But the $3.7 billion, that's going to go to building a fence, and that's going to go to securing that border and turning away everybody, because obviously we all agree that we can't have that. So when we first have the conversation of how secure is that border, and if you want $3.7 billion, great. Well, now we can use that to our advantage of securing that border, making sure that first conversation happens. And then if they are actually serious about moving forward in terms of reforming to what we have in mind as well, well, then we can talk. But I think that's a good way to kind of turn the table, and then that way we're not going to get crucified on that in November either.
You're exactly right. That's what they should do, because we know that the border will never get secured if we don't do something like that. But to your first point, though, Mark, which I thought was really good, Mexico's government is doing nothing about this.
Right.
And we should highlight that there essentially isn't a Mexican government these days, and they don't care if these people use their country to get through. They're just willing to do that. Well, and there's not a whole lot that we can do to coerce them to do that. So that's where we're just going to have to say, look, if you're going to let them go through your country to your northern border, we're not going to let them in. And then they are going to be your problem. That's about the only way to really pressure Mexico in that regard. Mark, thanks for the call. Dave in Green Bay. Dave, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Before Obama gets his $3.7 billion, the Republicans ought to say, okay, you let us into these places to see what's happening. And the money is going to be used to put up fences and turn these people away.
Well, you know, so the bigger issue here, now, Dave, you've said it and Mark said it, is what that, here's really what it comes down to, and you're both right. Money in this case is leverage. Use the leverage of the taxpayer dollars they want. Do that. Thanks a lot for the call. Do that to say, all right, not until the media. Now, the problem, though, is, and I don't know if they can clean them up. I mean, the information that we have seen, the visuals that we have seen. And this, by the way, you know what the real issue here is? You know what's really exposed here? The crapola of liberal compassion. This is all politics to them. They don't give a damn that those kids are suffering the way that they are. What they give a damn about is protecting their president. When I say they, I mean elected and voting liberals alike. They don't care about those kids. They don't care at all. If they did, they would have worried about this long before now. They don't give a damn. And then when Republicans and conservatives do give a damn and say, you know what? These are deplorable situations. And no, it's the kids aren't necessarily going to be better if we turn them away. But it is going to stanch the flow. And right now, that's the problem. You've got to stop the kids coming to the border. And the only way to do that, or parents bringing them there, the only way to do that is to say no, starting today. Cindy in Wisconsin Rapids. Cindy, go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking the $3.6 billion that he wants mm-hmm. to deal with these children, since President Obama was responsible in large part for this crisis, why not take that money out of his budget? There's a lot of pork that's being wasted on Air Force One, state dinners, so on and so forth.
You know, I don't know if it would add up to $3.7 billion, but I think you make an outstanding point there. Is that's exactly what they should do, is say, look, here's where we want to take this money. Here's where we want to offset the cost. But Democrats, Cindy, are going to do what they always do. Well, you just don't care about the children. You just don't care about, you are more worried about dollars than children. And this is where Republicans truly do need to grow a pair this time and push back hard. But you know what? They often do cower to that, well, it's about the children thing. Where has that been for the weeks and months where this problem has been growing? By the way, in 3 minutes, we're going to remind you of how many times President Obama has been caught asleep at the switch. And what would the mainstream media have done were this a Republican? It's 10:45.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.